On today's episode of The Sip, our future's fate relies on tarot cards. Plus, it's Lizzie's 31st birthday. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another special episode of The Sip.
Special edition.
I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
And I say special because the day this is airing is, in fact,
the day of my birth.
The day of Lizzie's birth, her 31st birth.
Day.
Well, does that mean, I don't know, I get confused with birthdays because some people say like 0 to 1. I'm confused. Like, are you actually 31 or are you 30 or are you 32?
I have been breathing air for 31 years.
Oh, so then the ages are correct.
Yeah.
Why do people get all up and confused about that?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about though?
Yeah, like when you're little, people are like, well, I'm technically 9, even though you're 8.
Yeah.
But it's like, that to me is a little kid combo. Like, it seems like a little kid flex, you know what I mean? Like, okay. Well, I'm really 11, well, but whatever.
I'm really happy for you because you get to make up for your failed 30th birthday.
I do get to make up for my failed 30th.
Because it was in the height of coronavirus.
It was such a pressing affair.
I didn't even wish you a happy birthday.
Everybody forgot.
Everyone forgot, yeah. Because we were all like, oh my gosh, I remember that time of my life. It was like putting on gloves, Lysoling yeah. everything. Even if you were getting groceries, it was like 20 masks.
And I was part of a group chat and on my birthday where nobody mentioned my birthday.
It is just a bummer that it happened to be your 30th. Are you trying to show off your shoes?
No, I was just realizing that I fucked this one up probably just now while I was off-roading, and I'm really upset about it because these are my fancy girl shoes.
They are really, really cute.
I need to get them polished.
People that are listening to the audio can't see your shoes.
They're like little black, like business girl shoes that have a cutout.
So do you have exciting birthday? Oh my gosh, I got us a little something.
I know, I'm acting surprised, but I saw you sneak it back there, daddy.
Well, it's like,
there's two bags.
Okay, well, okay.
You went big. Thing.
Well, one's for me.
Oh.
It's like, this
one's for me.
And I'm a bag reuser. So like, right. If you've given me one of these bags in the past.
I haven't, I don't give you bags. You've seen what I bring you gifts.
And I'm going to request that you leave the bag here.
I
so
will.
That I can reuse
I, what
the
am
bag
I
going to
do with the bag? The only gift I think I ever gave you came in the box that Amazon dropped it off in.
Right.
So we open at the same time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, he did not.
So they're not the foam runners because I couldn't get my hands on the Yeezy foam runners.
Oh my God.
But the Crocs have been an ever running joke on our show.
Did you pick these out?
Yes, of course I picked them out. Okay. Well,
the charms.
One is very adamant. Like, one is exactly what I wanted, and the other was because the availability for the other things I wanted were not prime.
What even is this?
It's scrunchy.
Oh,
right. It's scrunchy.
Why a scrunchie?
I don't know.
I shouldn't look too deep into it.
Yeah, it was
and a bike.
It? Yeah, because you've been riding your bike.
That's I figured it was hot girl shit.
Part of your hot girl shit. And
oh my
I just,
God.
I've always been a Croc skeptic, you know?
Yeah.
And you were like, well, I'm not hating on it, but.
No, I mean, I'm obsessed with this. I think we're going to be, I'm worried I'm going to hurt myself in the Crocs because the more I think about the engineering of them, I feel like they're like made for a bitch to get injured.
And I got you white because I know that you like your white Vans.
I do. You're right.
I was going to get you teal because you were like heavily telling me how good redheads look in teal.
Oh, I don't think I should ever. I don't like teal. I'm black or white, really.
You were showing me a wedding dress that was teal.
Right.
And I said, that's a bold
you're
choice
not wrong.
For a wedding dress.
You're not wrong about that. That is a thing, but I was in a mood.
Because I was like, it's pretty, but like maybe not for the wedding. And you're like, that's my color.
No, me talking about a teal dress is like me talking about going to fucking, where did I want to go for my wedding?
Oh, to Mexico.
Tulum. Yeah, it's that's like, never going to be my bag.
You're not going to, oh, do you want me to hold them up, Chris? You don't think people know what Crocs look like? I hope I got the right size. I don't know if I got the right size for me.
How do you get
me.
These in here?
Oh, they're too big for me.
Oh,
I
dear.
Knew that I flopped, but my size wasn't available.
I think mine fit.
Yeah, I got you women's 8.
Thank you.
So I was just thinking we could report back onto the pod. You can
I
tell
think we
me
should
if you
wear
like.
These.
Yeah, we will.
I think we should really wear them, like
yeah,
for real.
I'm expecting to see them in photos from your birthday trip. You
I know?
Know,
like for real. Someone else asked, like, what can I bring for your birthday? And I was like, I would love a white sweatsuit.
Really?
Yeah.
So now you can wear your white Crocs
yeah.
with your white sweatsuit.
Because I'm like partially pretending this is like my bachelorette.
Oh, interesting. Lizzie's planned
Surprise!
Herself a Big Bear 31st birthday extravaganza.
For the record, I didn't plan it. Joan James planned it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's got... Oh my gosh.
They're cute as fuck, actually. Honestly, this is who she is now. She's 31. She's rocking Crocs.
Until we can get our hands on some good foam runners.
Yeah.
Then we'll make the change.
That's on me. I promised us foam runners and then I didn't wake up to get the foam runners.
Yeah. Lizzie was like getting my sizing, whatever. It doesn't matter. So you've been having quite an adventurous week. I'm tired for you. Every day you're texting me. Your wedding's coming up.
Yeah.
We can't give away that you got a wedding dress. Well, we can't show it.
I got a wedding dress.
We can't show it.
I got a wedding dress.
Which is beautiful.
I didn't know that I could give a flying fuck about a wedding dress. And then I put this gown on and straight up my heart started racing and I started crying. I started crying when I booked the hotel suite for the wedding day. I started crying just thinking about writing the vows. Like, I might cry right now.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about vows. That's a lot of pressure.
But it's also like, I don't know.
You're good.
I don't think I'm going to be good. No, I think I'm going to be crying the entire day. And I'm terrified that we're going to look back on pictures and I'm like, why is she so upset? And it's just like, no, I'm so happy.
Well, I feel like with your birthday and your wedding coming up, you've been like really revving up to getting prepared.
Yeah.
And so Lizzie is like mass texting me about getting her fat free frozen. What is this?
So it's called Cool Sculpt.
Uh-huh.
And it is awful. It is the most painful thing I have ever done in my fucking life. Cool Sculpt basically just freezes off a layer of unwanted, inescapable fat. It's not a diet supplement, or it's not like, it's not something
that your diet's going to fix.
Yeah, it's not something that your diet's going to fix. It's not something that you can ever exercise off. It's something that like, and it's not about, you don't really lose weight.
And so was it worth it? Did you see a result?
I won't know if it was worth it for 4 weeks.
What?
Yeah, but I can tell you right now, my stomach, the first layer of my stomach feels like when your arm goes numb when it's asleep.
Like pins and needles?
Not pins and needles, but like numb. Like
still?
Lightly.
This was almost a week ago.
Well, this is normal. So it's normal for it to be lightly numb for a long time. And then the day after, it felt like I had been, this is Sparta kicked in the gut underneath the numbness. And while they were doing it, I was texting you. I was like, I fucking hate this. Like, come get me. Like, begging you to come get me. He didn't come. He left me there.
I was editing the podcast and you're like,
called him
texting me
times.
Paragraphs. And I'm like, is this actually important? She's like, no, I just need someone to talk to.
That is what I sound like.
Are you going to give people a skin update? I've been seeing concerned. Because
I went to, so here's the deal. Update, you cannot have your moles gnawed off by a rat and sent to a pathologist. That's not a possibility.
Oh, I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, and neither is the urgent care. So I called a few urgent cares and they were like, no, you see a dermatologist for that. And I was like, cool, cool, cool.
I love when my advice is right.
I guess we all do. So then I called a dermatologist in Studio City and I went and the rash on my leg is a skin fungus.
What?
I have a skin fungus.
What did they even say? Like, what did they?
She took a little razor blade and like, no, this didn't hurt. She just like went and like took some of it off because it's like raised rough skin.
Uh-huh.
And so she just shaved a little bit off and put it onto like a little film. And
are
then,
you not bathing? Or is that
Joe
rude?
Joe said that too. And it is rude.
Because sometimes I'll get like ringworm.
I never get ringworm.
Well, this is back when gyms were opening and I think other people at the
a
gym.
A few months ago, I think I did ask Morgan if this looked like ringworm.
You've had this fungus for months?
Yeah, play back the tapes. It's on the podcast. We've been talking about it for months.
And you've been sitting on my furniture with shorts and slits.
I probably got the fungus from your dogs.
No.
Yeah.
No. My dogs get groomed more than I do.
Uh-huh.
They do.
Then tell me why Uno always has hot spots.
Well, that's because
he has a skin fungus. Just kidding.
So, cancer front.
So that was not cancer.
Okay.
And then I had the bump on my upper arm removed, but the dermatologist wasn't super concerned about that being cancerous. She did find another spot that she was concerned about being cancerous, so she cut this off too. But both of those are being tested right now, and I'll know in a few days what the results are.
Okay. It seems like they're already removed though.
They are already removed, but it's like when I had this one removed originally, if it comes back malignant, because I have a history of malignant melanoma,
right?
Then they have to do, you know, they have to clear out all around.
Yeah.
And down.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like there's enough down to get on here.
Oh, it really, because I mentioned before but my brother is, too, and yeah. It's like he has like big scars, and while it's happening,
they're deep. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're awake. Ah! Yeah. While it's happening.
And the thing that sucks is like when I had my first surgery, like I was a drunk. So I had a bottle of wine the night before and woke up drunk and took two Xanax because they give you two in case you lose one.
Well, now you can't take the Xanax.
No, I can't.
What do you do?
I cry. I don't know.
Just put headphones in. Pray. Really loud.
scream sing Kesha's praying. I don't know.
See if you can hit the high note.
Yeah. Ooh, you loved it. My audience loved it.
My audience.
Chris loved it.
We took we needed a little staycation. So we got out of the house.
Yeah.
We went, I mean, getting out of
you
the house.
You and Shane is we.
Yeah. We're yeah. going to Malibu just because it's like the closest part, closest place to
you
us.
You guys
that
do that
feels
a lot.
Like a vacation, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that for you guys.
So we had a nice little brush of fresh beach air, you know, and that's pretty much all that's happened since I've seen you last.
I actually knew you. I didn't know you were going somewhere. But Morgan had mentioned to me that she was back in town and watching your dogs. And I was like, where's he going?
You didn't inquire? Yeah.
No, because I figured if it was something cool, you would tell me here. And if I asked you, you'd be like, save it for the pod.
Well, yeah.
Like when I got the skunks, you're like, I don't want to know about your skunks.
Okay, do you want to tell about your skunks? Because I am honored that you named them not only after me, but my siblings as well.
We changed their names after that.
Ah!
I know.
You cannot text somebody and say, I found skunks and I've named them after you and your two siblings and then change the names afterwards.
We kept one named Austin.
Oh, so my brother, the one you know least, keeps a name.
What's up, Austin? Sorry.
What, your roommates, they just didn't,
no.
they voted
so
me
here's
off
the deal.
The island?
So like when I find a wild critter, I usually end up saving it with my friend Edie. Because Edie has like mad connects to like the wildlife rescue community. So a few years ago, Edie and I actually rescued a hawk that we named Mike Hawk and took him to a rescue so that he could rehabilitate. And so when I found these, we found three infant skunks.
You're crazy, by the way. Like, I know that they needed saving, but you know skunks, if they squirt you.
Yeah, they squirt.
Forever.
Like, yeah, not forever. I've been sprayed.
Months.
I've been sprayed.
You've been sprayed?
Yeah.
I've heard skunks are.
I was drunk in high school and I was trying to take a shit on the golf course that I lived on in the ninth hole, and I got sprayed by a skunk while trying to. I did. I deserve that. That was insta karma.
So you saved these skunks?
James goes for a walk every morning, and he sent me a picture. He's like, there's this baby skunk just in the road. It's not really moving, but it's breathing. Can you, like, and I was like, what do you want me to do about that?
Right.
Like, do you want me to grab a towel and a box and meet you there? And he's like, yeah. So I drive over with the box and the towel. And when I get there, he's like, I found two other ones hiding underneath this trash can just in the gutter water. And we looked all over for the mama, because sometimes the mom could just like be hiding somewhere because there's humans around. But it's like very clear, like these skunks were not okay. They needed medical attention. And a fun, slightly disturbing fact is you cannot bring a skunk to an emergency vet in California because of rabies. So you literally have to find a special wildlife preserve to help them.
Furthering my point that you're a good citizen.
They're so fucking
cute.
Because
like not only did you get them in a box with a blanket and you're messing with animals that potentially have rabies,
yeah,
but can also
covered
spray
in fleas,
you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had gloves because pandemic. So we had gloves on. We put them in the box. We didn't take them out of the box ever. We just put the towel in, put them inside, and then put the towel over them so they could dry off and get warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did think it was cute to name them Austin, Ryland, and Morgan. And then Edie pointed out that we should name them Austin, Dallas, and Houston. So that's where that transition took place. And I'm so sorry. But it's like, tell me that's not adorable.
So are they away and safe?
Yes, they're at the wildlife rescue and they are safe. And I'm actually going to go to the rescue with Edie in a few weeks so that we can hang out with like sloths and giraffes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is very fun. I'm trying to see if you had anything else you wanted to talk about.
Lizzie is obsessed with 90s Keanu. Facts. Lizzie skin update. Check. Fat freeze. Check. B-Day show. Hit it. Quit it. Birthday getaway. On it.
Oh, I was. Oh, yes. Did we already talk about room temperatures for sleeping on this podcast?
No, but I bet yours is specific.
Well, no, because Shane likes everything so freezing.
Yeah,
and
I've
when we're
that
sleeping,
about
even more freezing. So when we were at the hotel in Malibu, he's like, turn it down when we're going to bed.
Where?
But they locked it at 67.
Why would you go below that?
This hotel, like, you can't go below 67.
Why would you go below 67?
Shane's preferred is 60 while we're sleeping.
No fucking way.
And I...
Is he okay?
He's fine. I'm not okay.
No. Do you sleep in cozy coats?
So we then settled at 64, which has gone to 63.
This is insane.
My preferred is 67 because I have a weird thing with 66. It's like too devil-like. I would like 66, but I can't
You're
fathom
fucking crazy.
I can't fathom turning it to 66 because I think like something bad will happen to me during the night.
That's nuts.
So when I go to bed, because I'm in bed 5 hours before Shane, I have it in a nice 67. And then since you can control the Nest from the phone,
yeah.
I always get blasted awake with air conditioning like 10 minutes before I know Shane's gonna come up. So I like wake up jolted by the freezing air. I'm like, oh, Shane's coming to bed soon.
What nightmare.
But then I just add another blanket on, and now I've become accustomed to it so much so that if I'm in a temperature that's more than 70, I have a hard time sleeping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cold right now, and it's probably, what, 75?
Well, what's your preferred temperature, your sleeping temp?
I do like a little bit of a chill, but I think 70 is chill.
70 is chill?
I think 70 is cold.
Interesting.
I joke with the dogs that summertime is like winter's coming, because that's when Joe turns the fucking thermostat down to 65 and we're just all cold.
All right.
Cuddle close, little pups.
Today's episode is sponsored by one of my favorites, which just so happens to be Bright Cellars. And if you're like me, you love wine, but you go to the store and you have no idea what to pick. So you're just like, oh, this one looks cute. And then it ends up tasting. Bright Cellars is here to save the day because they're a wine subscription service that lets you skip the store and brings amazing wines matched to your taste preferences right to your door. So you start by taking their 7-question quiz, which only takes about 30 seconds. It's a non-wine snobby quiz so that they can gather your taste preferences and deliver you wines you're guaranteed to like. So you get this box, you open it up, and then it tells you about the wine and the flavors that are inside of it, but says, oh, this wine pairs nice with a steak dinner or a summery pasta. I personally loved Cactus Park. It's a medium-bodied red. Oh, I took this to Malibu with me over the weekend, popped it off, drank a little, delightful. They also have the best customer service. Their delight guarantee means that if you don't love a bottle inside of a shipment, they'll send you a replacement in your next box. So Bright Cellars is giving all of you guys who listen to the podcast and watch 50% off your first 6-bottle box, plus a bonus bottle. Just go to brightcellars.com/thesip. That's brightcellars.com/thesip. Okay, so continuing on Lizzie's birthday surprise. Actually, Lizzie's kind of booked out her birthday show herself. But we do have a treat, something we've been wanting to do for a very long time, which is have a tarot card reading.
Yes.
So Lizzie, I think you should do the honors in introducing our lovely guest.
This is Danica.
Are you literally just gonna, you can't even memorize?
I'm very nervous.
All right, come on, shoot it off.
Danica rose to notoriety with her incredibly classy, in-depth, and I mean deep depth, dives into comic book classics and their modern cinematic adaptations. Sorry, my heart is flaring. She recently returned to her YouTube channel with a breakdown / review of WandaVision, where she also discussed her interpretations of the show's occult connections. She's also spawned multiple comic book clubs and book clubs, helping keep nerds sane through the pandemic. She is an artist and an aficionado, though I'm not entirely sure what that word means. She's brilliant, incredibly hardworking, and cat mom to the testy, opinionated, though soft-spoken beans. Please join me in welcoming Danica!
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so nervous.
I have some questions. Yes. Well, I know Lizzie has some questions too, but I'm terrified of tarot cards. Lizzie,
I've never had the board before.
Okay, give it to me. She's having an out-of-body experience.
I'm very nervous.
I know. Lizzie's like writing her introduction this morning on the document, and it's like 2 pages long. I'm like, Lizzie, we don't have the whole podcast to give an introduction. But we're very grateful you're here.
Yes.
How did you get into tarot card reading?
I have always been interested in tarot cards. I think I watched a lot of horror movies growing up. I love horror movies. And so tarot cards were featured in a lot of horror movies. And I was always just so taken by these images that are just so interesting and packed with meaning, but you don't know exactly what they mean. But they're definitely speaking to you. When I was in high school, I got a deck from the flea market, but I didn't have a teacher or anything. Yeah. And the internet really wasn't popping off at that time. So I just kind of had them and didn't really do anything with them. Later, fast forward to me moving to California, I end up going to the Psychic Eye bookstore, and they had a 10-week class. And
wow.
So, every Tuesday I showed up, it was $10 a class. And then I learned, I don't know, maybe 9 years ago. And then I've just been studying on my own ever since then. But that really gave me my start. And I learned really well in a classroom setting. So that worked for me. But yeah, and I've been reading tarot ever since. I've made like all of my like major business decisions and things like that. I always consult the cards.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
They've never steered me wrong. They don't always tell me what I want to hear.
Right.
See, and that's what I'm most terrified about. And that's why I'm so happy that Lizzie's fine doing a tarot card reading, because I'm afraid of tarot cards in the same way I don't read my daily astrology, because I feel like it can curse my day. And right, I just don't want to know if I'm cursed. Like, let me be cursed. Fine. I mean, I don't want to be cursed.
He wants to be obliviously cursed.
I want to be obliviously cursed if that is written in the cards for
and
me.
You're not alone. You know, my mom, like my sister, like a few of my other friends, like they... I'm always like, hey, do you want a reading? Or, you know, if they come to me with a problem and they're like, no, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. So, you know, it's not just you. You're not alone.
What if my shit goes real south today?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
It's my birthday reading. It's over, bitch. You've had a lot of prosperity this year. Looks like that's coming to a close.
Yeah, it's drying
Everything up. You love, dead.
Well, that's what I mean is like, are you not a little bit fearful of what might be?
No, I like knowing the end of a movie before I finish it, which drives Bill crazy. Yeah, I'll be watching a movie and try to guess how it ends, and then I'll just Google the plot points.
And then do you tell the rest of the room?
I have to. Yeah. If I'm right about my projection, I do have to let people know. Because what does it matter being right if no one knows? Right.
What were your questions about tarot card readings in general?
I mean, I just wanted to know if there were variants in the decks. Like, do you pick a specific deck for a specific thing? Like, knowing that today is my birthday reading, did you pick this deck for that reason? Or
Well, okay. So I have a lot of different decks.
Big deck energy over here.
I've got big deck energy. It's true. And I've even created my own tarot deck.
Oh, my God.
That I star in.
She's a mogul.
Wow. Yeah,
this is what I was trying to explain.
A woman of many business ventures.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Are we going to use your cards today? Or are they too aggressive for...
They might be a little aggro. So I was feeling, you know, like very sexually charged. So I felt like a little odd about that. So I'm just going to go with the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. This is like a good beginner's deck. This is the deck that I learned on.
Now I'm
and
scared.
I think this is like a great deck for everybody. And most tarot decks are clones of this deck. Like most decks are kind of based off of this one.
Are you ready for your
Do you want me
fate,
to touch
Lizzie?
On them?
Yeah,
my mom
actually,
used to do that and you're supposed to touch on them.
Yeah, well some people don't like other people to touch their cards. I'm not one of them.
Oh.
I'm not one of them. So you can kind of just shuffle and put your energy in it and just feel it, you know.
I feel like rubbing them
but don't. I'm not into the whole like
I can't
like,
do that. I can't do that anyways. I can't
like,
even
that's,
do.
That's a no-no for me.
I'm just going to cut it and then put it
behind. Yeah, there's tarot etiquette. Don't somebody's cards. I'm down to clown. It's fine.
You like the touching?
Yeah, you know, well, I like it.
Yeah, cuz my mom used to say get your shit all over it. That's not what she would say. Cuz my mom reads tarot, but I was too little and I think she would just do it for me to hold still for a minute.
Oh yeah.
So, she would read my tarot or paint my nails to get me to hold still.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you never really listen.
And there's a couple of different spreads we can do.
I got my shit on it and I spread
feel good?
It.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so one of the spreads that we could do is like a 7-card spread where it's kind of like a immediate past, present, future situation. Okay. I love these. I use them all the time. I have one right now that is just like on my dining room table that I'm just thinking about. And I'll know when I get to like the future part, like something will there'll be some sign from the universe. Or we could do like a 12 card kind of spread where
Let's
we do one for each month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we could be like, oh, this is your theme this month. This is your theme the next month. This is your theme the next month.
Let's do the seven.
Yeah. Okay. I'm scared of knowing every month.
It's a whole thing. Like when I make my calendars, like I feel like the theme of the calendar always like feeds into my real life that year. Yeah. And it's really weird.
But, make it good.
Okay.
And lie to me if you have to on air, but tell me the bad news when we cut.
And while you're shuffling this out, what percentage of the cards are fortune versus misfortune?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, there's some that are a little scarier to people, but I think they're all very neutral. So, but some of them, you know, can definitely be interpreted a lot more. They look a lot scarier than other ones, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, because a lot of people, they see the death card and they're like, ah, or like the devil card and they're like, oh God, you know? And it's like, no, you know, like, it's not like that, you know? But there's definitely...
Death isn't like death. It's not like that.
It's not
it
like
could
that.
Be the death of something else. Like the death of a bad thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It could be like just, it's just a radical ending of something and like the beginning of a new thing. So it's like, And some people read cards like up and then reversed and like the reversed is the negative when the up, you know, the upright. I don't really do that. I just kind of try to look at all meanings of the card and like, you know, draw from there. So, all right. So here we go.
Okay.
We're going to go. Mm-hmm.
Here it is, guys.
Here it is, guys. Oh, the sun's coming out, you guys.
Oh, just for you.
Oh, thank God. I needed something positive.
Okay.
So this is your fate. Laid out onto this table.
Well, it's my past, my present, and my future.
Mm-hmm. And then this is a significator. This is you.
Okay.
So this will be kind of your main theme throughout all of this.
Got it.
Okay. So let's start with,
Jesus.
I know, he's coming strong.
It is the devil.
Coming out strong.
We manifested that bitch.
Wait, that's the devil?
Yes.
That's Mr. Bubs.
sorry.
Wow, you got a lot of major arcana cards, girl. You're in a moment now.
No, like a good moment,
a
right?
A moment. Yeah. You're in a moment. You're in a moment. Okay.
Jesus, Lord.
So just give me a minute to kind of, okay. So like I said, this is kind of your past situation.
My past.
Oh, so the devil's in your past.
Oh yeah, in your past. He's in the rear view. So that's good.
That is good.
We love that. don't read anymore.
We're dead.
Let's end on a high note.
We're done here. Present, future, and then this significator is you. Okay. So right now, we've got the Four of Cups in the center, and the Four of Cups is like this guy who's like, you know, he's still weighing his options.
Yeah.
Still weighing his options. Like, there's some cups over here, maybe this cup, I don't know. So you've been in this modality right now where you're just kind of meditating upon everything that's going on around you, and you're still deciding.
Okay.
You know, so you don't have like everything figured out yet.
I think that's accurate because I do believe that you could not be like, you have a creative direction for your future, but I feel like that direction could be pulled in a few different types of ways, whether that be acting, writing, directing.
That's literally what I was thinking too. Even just genre pull.
Yeah. Like you said, in your past card or in your past situation here, we've got the devil card and the hermit.
Okay? We've said goodbye.
I was very isolated for a while.
The devil. Well, and it's really, well, Mr. Bubs is your son. But the devil is kind of about like getting into the dark depths of your desires, your temptations, the things that drive you at the very bottom of your being, you know? So, and it's also, I mean, it can be kind of being in a dark place. Maybe there was some temptations going on, but you're definitely,
would you say that an alcohol and drug problem would identify with the,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, temptations, vices, you know, things like that. So, you know, you were dealing with some of those things. Cause you see like these two people, they have these like little chains on them and you have the devil above them, but you know, the chains are really loose. Mm-hmm. They can take them off anytime they want.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can
they
take
choose
it
the bondage.
They choose the bondage. So it's the bondage hot that we choose for ourselves.
So what is the other significant in her past?
Okay. So this is the hermit, and this is like the, like, I like to think of this as like kind of the conscious things that are happening. And this is like the subconscious things that are happening underneath. So the hermit is about like really, again, digging into yourself, like listening, being by yourself, being in your silence, and learning from the silence, and like really trying to listen to yourself and like figure out what's really going on in there. So there was a lot of deep digging going on for you.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here like, I wonder if I was ever silent though. I won't shut the fuck up.
But yeah, you're finding your light, you know, you're getting there. But now you're present.
Well, no, it's just very interesting to look at the card. Like, I've seen people do tarot card readings, but it is very interesting to see the imagery on the cards in front and having the bottom be subconscious. What was it?
Yeah, the subconscious. And this is like the conscious.
So can we move on to the present conscious?
Yes. So we have the Fool card. And a lot of people are like, oh, that doesn't sound great. But it's the first card in the whole deck. And it's all potential.
Okay.
Like right now, like you've got some opportunities, but this guy, he looks like he's getting ready to fall off a cliff, right? But it's like, but that's the thing about it's the leap of faith.
Right.
You know, like you are taking a leap of faith right now. Mm-hmm. And like any project, when you start a project at first, you're like, oh, this is going to be so fun, you know? And it's like, you're not thinking about all the hard work and like all the things that are going to go into it. That'll be good, but it's like, it's not like the fun part of it. You know, it's like when you're on the roller coaster and you're like, you know, you chose to be on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. You're going to love it at the end, but you're like at that point where you're like tick, 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 tick at the very top. You're like, oh no, what have I done? Like, this is crazy. So yeah, that's what's going on for you right now.
True, true, true.
But at the bottom, we have the Star card.
we all know.
The star card.
A naked woman looking into a pond.
And she's yeah. And she's all about your being like super, coming from a place of authenticity and finding your place in the world.
Right.
You know, through your authenticity, through your voice. And it's really in like the star. It's like, it's interesting to me. You're like, oh, I just sold a show. Mm-hmm. Like, I just did all this stuff. Like, you're the star. Like, it's oh, you're making thing. You got a new show. You might be the star. Like, it's totally popping. And yeah, it's all about, like I said, that's like listening to that authenticity and letting your light shine in the world. Here you were kind of finding it. It was like over here, but now you're like living it.
Yeah.
Now you're living it.
It's a dark light.
it's
a black light on a crime scene, but it's a light nonetheless.
But it's a light nonetheless.
Okay, so moving into the future.
Yes, yes. All right, so we've got the Wheel of Fortune. And
my favorite slot machine.
There you go. There you go. It's like all of these cards right here, these are major arcana cards, and major arcana cards are all about like big life things, you know, like big turning points in your life. Whereas like the minor arcanas are more about like smaller, mundane, everyday things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you gotta this is a lot of stuff going on for you right now. So the Wheel of Fortune is all about change and the ups and downs of life. So it's like one minute you're up, the next minute you're down, and then you're back up again. Mm-hmm. So you will have some sort of, you know, ups and downs coming, you know, but they're necessary, you know, or if you find yourself inescapable. They're inescapable. I mean, that's life. Life is cyclical.
Yeah.
Life
lessons
is
a cycle. You'll learn and take with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could guess right now what the ups and downs are going to be. What? No spoilers, though. All right. I do want to just like make a record of it so that when the horrible shit does come to pass, there's the silver lining of I was right.
Right. Okay. Right.
But
and it feels good. It feels good when that happens. Yeah. It feels good when that happens.
I'll write it down on a piece of paper and put it in a lockbox in the house somewhere.
So you got some changes coming for you, you know. Like I said, not necessarily bad changes or good changes, probably maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, one immediate change that is a good change is you're about to get married.
Yeah.
So that's a major life change.
Oh, yeah. That is. For me personally, in these kind of spreads, I always seem to like, there'll be an aha moment where I'm like, oh, I'm in the future part. You know, like something will happen. Like one time I was like, the death card was like coming up for me. And I was like, and then I just randomly got this death dealer phone case from Frazetta Girls. And like, I snapped it on my phone and then I looked at it and I realized like death dealer. I was like, oh, I'm in the death part. I've made it to the future. So like there's, for me, I don't know, but if I feel like the universe is always playing games.
Yeah.
So if you're like paying attention, you know, there'll be some sort of wheel of fortune.
Yeah, the synchronicities reveal themselves.
Yes, they will. So be on, you know, maybe you'll be sitting there and the Wheel of Fortune will be on in the background while so you get some fucking call. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it'll be like super weird. So like be on the lookout.
this weekend, Big Bear, we go to a casino.
Today's episode is also supported by Liquid IV, which is one of my favorites. You know, I'm big on hydration and they're here to save the day. Liquid IV is a beautiful, very transportable package that you put into your water to enhance your day-to-day life. One package is the equivalent of 3 glasses of water. They recently launched a hydration multiplier plus immune support, which is loaded with a blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune, all which strengthen your immune system and support good health. This blend is powered by cellular transport technology, CTT, which is designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other nutrients. The single serving packets are so convenient and very travel friendly. Each packet is bursting with fresh, natural tangerine flavor. When you purchase Liquid IV, you're joining their mission to help people live better lives everywhere, because with every purchase of Liquid IV, they donate a package to someone in need. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Get Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order online to get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SIP at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order. Get better hydration today using promo code SIP at liquidiv.com. So in her subconscious, while the Wheel of Fortune is a spinning, what's going on?
Looks like she's cold.
All right. So this is one of those cards that people do interpret as a negative. This is the 5 of Pentacles. And this is
There's 5 pentacles on there.
So this is the 5 of Pentacles. And this, I mean, some people call it the poverty card.
No, I just got rich.
Well, and then that's the thing. It's like, it may not be like a literal poverty situation, okay, but you may feel impoverished in some way. It could be spiritually, it could be creatively, it could be financially, it could be health-wise, but there'll be some sort of moment where you feel kind of like exiled and like you don't have enough.
Oh, well, I hate to say it, but I never mind.
Say it. What the fuck?
Well, no, your dog has been battling cancer. Right, yeah, and that, I'm not saying that's for sure going to be it, but like it doesn't have to. And what was interesting.
Well, that was one of the things I was guessing with the Wheel of Fortune too.
Okay.
Yeah. With that card, it's like, I am losing, I'm hemorrhaging money right now. Like weddings are so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
It's awful. And I'm about to pay my taxes.
You gotta elope. I feel like I would just elope or something.
I want that dress.
Cut to you saying you didn't pay your taxes.
No, I pay my taxes now.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
Okay. Because remember we got in a fight about your taxes on the podcast.
Wow.
That's ballsy. No, that was health insurance.
Oh,
I was saying, no, you're right.
But yeah, but with this card though too, I mean, these moments, it's like you see how these people are outside and they're trudging through the snow, but like right here, there's like a nice warm church right there and they could just go inside of it. Yeah. But for whatever reason, they just feel like they can't be in there.
Right.
And so there is shelter. It's not like the universe hasn't turned its back on you. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're not necessarily seeing.
Yeah.
The you know, the opportunities or the spaces that, you know, you could be in.
And I will say, I'm mainly glad the devil is behind you.
Yeah.
Selfishly. But I don't know. I do feel like if the devil was before me, some fun times would be afoot.
I mean, here's my thing. If the devil card shows up in one of these readings for me, and it definitely has, like on more than one occasion, if I'm going to be in hell, I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah, Montero.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You just got to like call me by your name. Like I'm just going
to. I'm trying to stay out of it altogether, but I'll wave you guys away, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, no, thank you. Not for me.
Right. Like text us from afar. Right. Like, hey, is it done yet? Are you done with the devil?
Yeah.
Well, do you give private readings or do you do that on your Twitch channel ever?
Sometimes I do. Like we'll have like little tarot card sessions every now and then, and just like people in the chat, I'll be like, oh, hey, like, you know, who's your question? And like people who are patrons or something like that, or like mods and like people I know, I'll give them kind of preference.
Well, we'll obviously link all of your information in our description section below, mm-hmm. but do you want to give the main, like the Twitch and the YouTube channel for people to follow along on your journey?
Yes. If you want more of this, you can follow me on YouTube at comicbookgirl19, and then on Twitch. Recently, I've just been doing Sundays, and we've been doing watch-alongs where we watch movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She's done too, and that's at DanicaXIX, and that's also my Twitter and my Instagram at DanicaXIX.
And after meeting you, I'm highly considering the teeth jewels.
Yes,
like, I really like it. Yeah. I'm feeling like it's a great accessory.
And when it blings in the sun, it just is like. Yes. And like it'll catch in like photos and I'm just like, like the star, you know, like, it's my ding.
Danica also was a tattoo artist for a long time and she actually did a lot of Joe's work.
Mm-hmm.
You have lived so many lives.
Yeah.
I like to do all the things.
I love the appetite for life. Yeah. I'm like very basic and set in my ways.
And I mean, I love to make merch too. So I brought you a little merch pack.
You get a present on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love a chapstick.
Oh my gosh. Those are my Spice Melange CBD. Actually, Lizzie put that in that
chapstick?
Bag.
Yeah.
CBD chapstick.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But you can actually get the Spice Melange lip balm by itself. So if you just want to like
30 grams of CBD.
It's so good. It's
oh my gosh.
Yeah. It smells
delicious.
Amazing. I know. It tastes good. It smells good. It feels
good.
Just
been using it. I just wanted to say one thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I met Danica, we were filming something in Joe and James's backyard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene where we pretend to sacrifice a cat and it was her cat.
Yeah. It was Beans.
And I got covered in fake blood.
Well, that's why he hates you.
No. Beans was never injured. and so I got covered in sacrificial blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to take my shirt off. And Danica happened to make an observation.
Yeah.
If you wanted to let the audience.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie's tits are amazing.
Oh, my God. You're just fishing so for
great.
A tit compliment.
They're so great. They're really amazing. And I'm just like, wow.
We
like,
know you have good boobs, Lizzie.
I know. We'll see. I mean,
and
that's.
We like when you
well,
show
she saw
them.
The bare-breasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
She's an expert witness.
My life has been changed.
Thank you, Danica. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on the podcast.
To my titties.
Yes. Anytime.
We so appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you ever want to do some not safe for work content, you know, I'm sure they would love it. They would love it. You know, I mean,
that's next on the docket.
The poverty card hits.
Yeah.
That's
what I did.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. And that's where we're going to leave you for this week's episode of The Sip. Go and leave Lizzie a happy birthday wish on her Instagram. 31 years old.
31.
Do you have 31 things you want to tell us about 31 years?
Are you? No.
That's
what?
A YouTube tag. Oh. I mean, think about it. Maybe we'll do it another time.
That's too much.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching and supporting our show. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip Official, and we're also on there personally. We so appreciate all of your support. We love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's The Sip.